Malo Elele, this is Radio New Zealand Pacific and the news at 6 a.m. I'm Don Wiseman. Tonga is in clean-up mode. Two New Zealand Defence Force vessels are in Nuku'alofa and a third is expected to leave New Zealand tomorrow. Speaking from Nuku'alofa via satellite phone, the Acting High Commissioner for New Zealand in Tonga, Peter Lund, told RNZ Pacific that HMNZS Aotearoa has been offloading desalination equipment and trucks have been filling up with water brought in from New Zealand.
There's been a big clean-up activity. A lot of buildings have been washed down, electricity's flowing. So on one level, there's a degree of starting to get back to a little bit of normality.
Peter Lund says phone connectivity's improving too, and he's spoken with his family over the phone. The second day of a drive to receive emergency supplies to be sent to Tonga starts in Auckland at 9 this morning. Hundreds queued for hours at Mount Smart Stadium in Penrose yesterday to deliver emergency goods that will be sent to their families in Tonga. Almost 6 shopping containers were filled yesterday, and organisers say at one point queues of more than 400 cars stretched 3 kilometres. Aotearoa Tonga Relief Committee Secretary Pakalau Manasi Lua says it's been heartening to see the support, and today is expected to be an even bigger turnout. He says only vaccinated people can enter the stadium, but donations from unvaccinated people can be dropped off at the stadium gates from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. New Zealand-based Tongans are calling on Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to help relocate their relatives from Tonga to New Zealand after their homes were destroyed by the tsunami. RNZ Pacific spoke with Katisi Ataloa, who says her elderly mother's blind and injured and had to be carried to safety on the island of Ewa when the tsunami waves hit. She says they deserve a chance to come to New Zealand.
That's my hope, and I wanted them to come here. That's what I wish for. My mom is sick, and please hope that they come here or get another chance.
Katisi Ataloa was able to make contact with her parents in Tonga on Thursday. The Pacifica Medical Association's on standby to deploy an experienced and specialised team of doctors, nurses and technical support workers to Tonga. The New Zealand-based medical team has been deployed to Tonga before to help with the measles outbreak in 2020 and Cyclone Geeta in 2018. The Pacifica Medical Association Chief Executive Debbie Sorensen says they've been preparing to go to Tonga since the eruption and tsunami happened.
We have a group of Tongan health professionals from New Zealand who are well trained and able to respond to health needs in Tonga if required by the government. So we take all the equipment that we need, we make sure that people are safe, so making sure that to the best of the team's ability that COVID is not taken across that border.
She says volcanic ash is a major concern for people with asthma and respiratory conditions who'll need extra health assistance. The government of Tonga has confirmed there are no buildings standing on the island of Mango. Aucklander Moti Pahulu grew up on Mango Island and says he tried to arrange his own container to send to the islands in the Ha'apai group but was unable to do so.
We were hoping to secure a separate container for Namuka, Mango and Whanui. But apparently they don't do that, splitting the containers up. So we just told our people to just go in there and tell them that they're sending stuff to Namuka Mango.
A second policewoman in Samoa has been charged for issuing false police reports to members of the public for money. TV1 in Samoa reports the Police Assistant Commissioner, Ao Pau Longoi Tino Filippo, confirming the woman, a police corporal, had been charged and will appear in court next month. Last month, Ao Pau said another policewoman had been dismissed and is facing criminal charges for issuing false police reports in return for cash. Police did not say if the people given the reports have also been charged. Australia says it will provide $420 million to Papua New Guinea to upgrade key ports. Amid concern in Washington and Canberra that China's infrastructure investment in Pacific Islands had a military ambition. Earlier this month, US Indo-Pacific coordinator Kurt Campbell said the Pacific may well be the part of the world most likely to see what he called strategic surprise, in comments apparently referring to possible Chinese ambitions to establish military bases in the Pacific. Australia's Foreign Minister, Maurice Payne, said in a statement that the funding will assist the PNG Ports Corporation to increase capacity to accommodate larger ships, including container vessels, on major trade routes, which will improve trade connectivity. The funding would also go towards urgent repairs on coastal wharves that are up to 70 years old. A Chinese-funded wharf built on another Pacific country, Vanuatu, sparked Australian media reports in 2018, denied by both Vanuatu and Beijing that China would seek to use the facility for military ships. The US singer Meatloaf has died. He was 74. Born Marvin Lee Day, Meatloaf was noted for his powerful voice. His 1993 hit I'd Do Anything for Love earned him a Grammy Award. He sold an estimated 100 million albums, with Bat Out of Hell being one of the most successful in history. Here's the BBC's Colin Patterson.
Bat Out of Hell. Meatloaf took rock and roll and supercharged it with a passionate theatrical camp grandeur. Marvin Lee Aday had a troubled childhood in Texas. He escaped his violent father and moved to California. He and writer Jim Steinman were turned down repeatedly before their landmark album was taken on. But after the success came arguments, a nervous breakdown, bankruptcy. There were more hits and a number of film roles, but his place in rock history was assured with that one song.
And that is the news from RNZ Pacific. We return you now to RNZ National.